For the excellence of our Abba is everlasting. And as we enter here into the bayat of our Abba, to the certain sound of the shofar as we prepare for this time of pure worship. For the sound of your shofar is a certain sound of the preparation of the battle that is set before us. And as we gather here in this bayat of our Abba, we do pray in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach that you prepare the mind of Israel against the onslaught of darkness, the powers that be. For we know by the strength and the witness, the truth of our Yahshua, that we can do all things to the pleasure and pleasing unto our Abba. And so we bow before your presence today. We do acknowledge you in all things, as we bow for the cleansing, the forgiveness of all of our transgressions, our sins against our Abba, as we have defied the leading of your Ruah, as you guide us into the direction of your Torah, your truth, we pray for your cleansing and forgiveness today. Your mighty hand to move and to strengthen. Your mighty hand to deliver. For we trust you for all things. Deliver your people from under every heavy yoke of burden, every shackle of bondage, that the mind may be free to worship our Abba, Ruah, and in Emet, your truth, Yah. For we are a people that's in need of you, your comfort, your Yahshua, your Yashak in Yahshua. We are in need of you, our Abba. So we pray that the mighty strength of our Abba rest upon us mightily, and the fervor and power of your fire, Yahshua, the living word, burns deep down in the inward parts of us all. Heal us today, for we do need your healing, our Abba. The strength of your healing, the nurturing of your words, we need that today. We want to pray for our precious brothers and sisters around the nation and other parts of the world. So we ask your strength upon Pastor Aji, there in Ghana, the precious daughters of Zion, the sons of the Ibunam, strengthen them this day. So we ask you to bless Pastor Babu in India, your strength upon Elder Martin there in Kenya, and Brother Peter, Elder Peter there in Kenya as well. For our precious brothers and sisters around the world, those that have not contacted us, those that go to the live stream of the internet, and that their homes are blessed by the hearing of the word of Yah. So bless them, I pray, and strengthen them in the mighty name of Yahshua. We do want to call out Pastor Turner there in Wisconsin. We pray your strength upon him and his wife, Pastor Pennington, Pastor Hunter there in Atlanta. Bless him, I pray. Pastor Omdi, strengthen them. Your assurance upon the home of Brother Michael, Sister Michaela, and our young friend, Brother Alex. Watch over Brother Jerry and Sister Maria in their endeavor. We ask your strength and blessing upon the home of Brother Mart and his wife there in Austin. Brother Henry and his wife as well. We ask you to strengthen Elder Robinson there in Emory, Texas. And Elder Baker there in Savannah. All of our friends, all of our listeners, Yah, those that support us. Strengthen, I pray, Brother Jerome James there in McKinley, Texas. And as we gather here today to call upon the names of those that we may miss, Brother David Manning there in St. Louis, help him, Yah, and strengthen him. We do want to gather and ask your mighty hand as you have moved upon the love of our brother McDowell there in Junction City, Kansas. The purpose that you have put in his love as he asked this gathering today to pray that Yah may unleash and loose that which he has purposed to do for the works of Yah. And we pray, Almighty Yahweh, that you grant that unto our precious brother, for he has shown the measure of faithfulness even here, Yah. So you grant that request. You know what it is, Yah. You know the purpose of his love, because every desire, when a man delights himself in you, you will fulfill his desire with your desire. So we pray for his strength and the blessings upon him, as we do all of our friends and listeners. May this gathering today, this worship, be one of great victory in Yahshua. Touch us all today, heal us all, and strengthen us in the Ahava, Yahshua HaMashiach. And we shall barak you, we shall worship you, we shall bow before you, our Abba, with great delight. We ask all things in Yahshua's name. We trust you for the Teshua in Yahshua. For we have great Teshua in Yahshua. And Israel cried hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Come on, lift your hands. Come on, lift your voices unto our Abba. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
What is by the preciousness of our HaMashiach, Yahshua the Lamb, we have the power and the strength to enter into this bayat of our Abba, to worship, to barak you, to receive of our Abba those things that are needed for our continuous progression in this door of truth. So we ask you today to pour out the power, your Ruah, the presence of HaMashiach, the Lamb, that every lamb will be filled with great delight. Those that sit here today, those that listen by the live stream, we pray for them. I do want Almighty Yah, Brother Charlie there in St. Petersburg, Florida, to enrich his home today with great strength, the fervor of your fire to burn deeply there with our brother, for his faithfulness, his consistency, Yah. Bless him, I pray, and strengthen him that your resolve may overtake him above all things. We ask that Israel, your people, your house, will be full of great delight today, and have, as David cried, the gilah, the joyfulness of our Abba. We ask it all in Yahshua's mighty name. For without Him, there is no power of expression of your truth in the Ruach. So bless us all today in the mighty name of Yahshua, that we will walk faithfully before you in the Ruach. Israel cried hallelujah. 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 Look to your neighbor and say to them, Shabbat Shalom. May Yah enrich you today, my friend, in Yahshua. Shalom. Yah blesses you. You may be seated. Hallelujah. 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 Great and excellent is the name of our Abba, and His strength is associated with the power and the dynamics of His name. For there is no other name given under Ha-Shemayim, whereby we must be and can be saved. There is only one name, and it resonates the power of our Abba, and that name is Yahshua, the Yahshak, the Savior, the salvation of Almighty Yah. And so I take great delight in the knowledge of His truth. And the knowledge of His truth is more than actual knowledge that we perceive, that we have ascertained in our minds. It is the practical experience that we obey Him faithfully, and that we diligently set our heart, our love, to please Him. This is a generation of a great assault upon Almighty Yah. In everything that it does, it is an assault upon the integrity of our Abba. We have seen the proliferation and the rise of this Jezebel spirit. This is what we call the church today. It is not the true congregation, the assembly, the set apart mindset that would please Yah. She has raised up herself. As she arrays herself in the splendor of her garment, she has set forth herself as to be this panacea of the truth of Almighty Yah. She is one that desecrates and destroys the power of this living truth. And the reason she does that is because she has an assault upon Yah's integrity. Without the validity of His integrity, then the manifestation of Yahshua has no power and no authority today. And so what we find among this religious practice, we do not find the power or the evidence of Almighty Yah. We will know that there is an evidence of His power in the midst. When a man's love is set on the affections above, and when he loves Yahweh with all of his inward parts, his substance, and his being, then he would love his neighbor as he loves himself. When a man, his love, his strength is based upon keeping by the power of Yahshua, the life of that spirit in man, that he keeps the commandments, the mitzvah of Almighty Yah, because he has the mind of Yahshua. He has the will of Yahshua. His pleasure and his delight is to please the Abba. He does not take delight when he transgresses what Yah commands, and then he begins to perform sin. He doesn't take delight in that. But this prostitute, this pseudo type of a religious identity that is based in what we call the church, she has brought herself to this great dominance of light. Because of the ignorance of a people, they're destroyed because they lack the knowledge of Yah. And what the Dara of Yah does, it gives us that inward strength. Yahshua is the viability. He is alive in us. He is the viability of the identity of Yahweh. Because without a true word, what integrity does one possess? And so there is an assault upon the word of Yah. And Shatan, I will show you in Scripture something today. I want to take my time. That I will do, Toda. I will take my time and I will be Zorah. I will preach what the word of Yah says. So we find this Jezebel that deals with these sensual emotions. She has raised herself to certain prominence and great power today that no one can defy her. It takes the sword of Yah, the pure word of Yahweh, to decapitate her and to destroy the spirit that is pervasive or that is coming out of her that is destroying many. He brought Israel out. He delivered them from their pagan abominations. He sealed them with the power of His Ruah. He sent forth in the midst of them the Nabi that expressed the commands of Almighty Yah. And they went back to their putrefied ways. They went back to their sins and their corruption. They defied Yah. Why? Because the prophets would pursue their own agenda. You saw the Shoftim, the judges. They began to corrupt the integrity of Almighty Yahweh. And so the integrity of Yah is being assaulted on every hand today. When you can debase a man's name, what integrity does one possess? When you can destroy the power of his identity, and his identity is in the characteristics of his name. And without his name, it doesn't exemplify the characteristics of whom he is, what he is, and the purpose of whom he is. So man today doesn't know that. We're walking in this superficial type of religious emotion that makes us feel good, that makes us have this sense that we are all right. It is one thing that the word of Yah does. It corrects. It cuts. It is powerful. It is sharp. It cleanses. It identifies every ill, every sin. It shows us every transgression. It brings the judgment, the mishpatim of Yah continuously to a man. And the Ruah, the spirit of the living word of Almighty Yahweh, which draws from the heart of man, if it is the true word, also the heart of Yah, then it makes sure that everything lines up with Yahshua, and every word of Yah must line up with Yahshua. And that is what it does. It lines up with Yahshua. I want to read something. I want to take my time deliberately, because I want us to understand the validity of the integrity of Yah. His integrity is His value. And without His integrity, He is worthless. A man without integrity, then how do you trust Him? We understand the attributes of integrity. We understand the arithmetic of the Hebrew mindset of what integrity really is. There is no integrity today. And the reason why, because it is one thing that men despise. Can I tell you, and will you believe me? It is one thing that men resist today more than anything, and that is super brutal truth. HaMashiach said, I am the truth. I am the light and the life of Yah. We despise any kind of brutal truth. And our minds have been raised that way. We've raised our sons and daughters. We've raised ourselves. We have nurtured ourselves that we will not deal or contend with the brutality of truth. And truth is brutal because it destroys. It shows us our capability and what we consist of and what we are made of. And so what this Jezebel has done, she has placated the people with this false reality, with the superficial, pseudo type of a message that gives great courage of loss and defiance of Yah to the flesh. It doesn't strengthen the resolve of HaMashiach. It doesn't strengthen the word of Yah that ought to be in our lev. As David said, I will hide it in my lev, that I will not sin against you. And this is a generation
that loves to sin. It loves to defy you. It defies him. It does it adamantly because it despises the brutal truth. And we don't like truth. This is a generation that doesn't like truth. And Yah without truth, then what is his integrity? He has none at all. And that is what this superficial whore has done. She has tried to dismantle piece by piece doctrines, truths of doctrines, the power of doctrine. Doctrine is valuable and it is important. She began with the mitzvah of Yah, destroying the integrity of his name, destroying the value of his name, the Shabbat, the Shabbatons of Yah. That's what she has done. And that is what this Jezebel has done. She has caused a depreciation of the values of Yah. And once the values began to depreciate, then where is the integrity? It is one thing that he will raise up Israel, as he has always done, to revitalize and to restore his integrity. He did it with Moshe. He said, one of the most prominent kings of the earth. I've raised him up for one purpose, and one purpose alone. My house Israel, they have become fat with the cares of the world. They have become consumed with their flesh pots and their garlics in Mizraim. He says, I'm going to deliver them from under the crutches of that bondage. So I've raised up one of the most powerful kingdoms there is. I've raised up a Pharaoh. I have elected him. I have called and ordained him for one purpose, that he may defy the living word, that he may have disdain for it. And in the process of that, when it all culminates to the end, I will get honor. I will get integrity bestowed back upon my name. My name and the integrity of my name throughout the entire earth. They shall know that no one did that but Yahweh. It will not be Dagon. It will not be Molech or Molcham. But integrity shall be bestowed back upon my name. And that is what has transitioned in this generation. There is no integrity concerning Yah. For man does what he perceives that is right in his own corrupt mind. And his mind is deceitful. It is very vile and corrupt. It has been nurtured. It has been trained to be iniquitous, to be Torahlessness, that the power of Torah or truth has no viability, no purpose, no strength at all in that one's life. And Yah says, in this hour, I shall get integrity. I shall bestow the integrity upon my name, the Tumah. I shall restore the Tumah upon my name. I want to read this in Psalms Tehillim. It says here in Psalm 78, 72. This, every word of Yah is profound. As Brother Patrick often used that superlative, that expression, the profoundness of the word of Yah. Now listen to this as Yah, as Almighty Yahweh, as he delivered the people and as he cared for them, he says in Tehillim 78, verse 72. So Almighty Yah, so he literally fed them according to the integrity of his love. Do you hear that? He fed Israel and he feeds through Israel according to the Tumah, the integrity of his love. And he guided them, or he led them, by the way, by the skillfulness. And only Yahweh is skillful. He led them by the skillfulness, the understanding, his ability, his intellectual power. He led them by the skillfulness of his hands. He led them by the skillfulness of Yahshua, and he leads Israel today. That is the only way that true Israel is going to be led today. They're not going to be led by the letter of the Torah. We're going to be led by his hands. Yahshua, the right hand of Yah, and in his hand the pleasures of the Ruah of Almighty Yahweh. When a man has the Ruah, there are fruit that come forth. And the fruit is the pleasure of a man's inward parts. And so he led them with abundance of fruit. He fed them. He took care of their needs. He had a living word among the midst of them. And they still defied him. It was integrity of his love, the Tomah, of the love of Yahweh, that was at stake. And that is what is at stake today. His integrity, the Tomah of his heart. And this whore has, she has rose up with great power to destroy his integrity. She has diluted the word of Yah. She has caused the eyes to be turned away from Torah power. You have no living Torah, Yahshua, without the written Torah of Almighty Yah. And the Torah of Yah consists of more, even as Brother Paul said to us, it's more than the mitzvah. It consists of a life that substantiates the integrity of Yah. Yah does not feed us from a well of stench. We can draw from the living well, Yahshua. He feeds us with the integrity. He guides us with the Tomah, the integrity of his heart, not our heart, because our heart can deceive us. Your love can deceive you out of the path of Siddiqa. It will lead you down a path of error. It will not lead you in the way of Yah. It will lead you on a superficial path. But Yahweh says there will be no doubt. I will lay the integrity, the Tomah on my lev at stake. And I will feed my house. I will guide them because I am all knowledgeable. There's nothing that I do not know. Then why don't we allow him to lead us by his integrity? That is what the Ruah of Yah does. It comes to lead us into all of some truth. It comes to lead us into the Torah power of Almighty Yah. It brings the judgment of Yah upon us. And not this superficial opinion that we have of ourselves. It's false. It never produced anything at all. It never produced any power. That is what has been birthed in a people by a prostitute that has prostituted herself with every kind of religious spirit. And that is what this thing we call church attitude, that's all it is. It is a church attitude. It is a false religious power base whereby the head is shortened. I picked up the Living Section today out of the Observer. And they had this massive pages, or these massive pages of advertisement. And it all has to do with Easter, the goddess, and their fertility ritual rites. That's why the young women dress like dogs. And the men pursue them because of the spirit of Easter. And yet there was nowhere in the whole frame of all this advertisement whereby you could see even the Siddah or the fellowship of Almighty Yah, or the true sense of what this Pesach or the Passover of Yah is. And that's what this whore has done. And so the people feel delighted in doing that because there is no obligation there. His integrity to us tells us that he's obligated to his house. And when we understand the sense of his Tomah, this integrity of Yah, then we will have integrity in our love toward him. There's a superficial kind of emotion today that destroys the people and take hold over them. And they're led by these little emotions. It is not the Ruah of Yah. It is not. His Tomah, his integrity is going to be restored. And as he used Pharaoh as a wicked man to bring integrity to his name, in this latter day he's going to leave a remnant of the poor, that his name shall be given Tomah, and there shall be integrity to his name, who he is, according to his faithfulness, because that's what integrity is. I want to read the definition of that. I want you to hear this from the Hebraic lexicon, not from the Webster, but from the Aramaic mindset. And that's what we need. We need to speak in his language. And what I am saying to you, brothers and sisters, is that we need to speak by the Ruah of truth. Not this falsified thing that projects us and promotes our flesh to make us think that we're someone. We're nothing. We're all a wayward ship without a rudder. And that is why you have set the Ruah to give us guidance. The Ruah will guide and lead us into all Torah, all truth. Not some falsified assumption or presumption. What truth is, it brings us to the gate of truth. And what that truth does, it begins to break every shackle and make us free. And if we're not free to Ahava, love Yah, to worship Him, then we're certainly not free. We're not being led by the Ruah. His integrity is of a great value. That is why Shaltan said to Hamashiach, if you be the son of Yah, take these stones and make it bread. If you be. So the integrity of Yah is being assaulted on every hand. And Israel, the one that He has chosen, the bride of the bridegroom, shall bring and restore the integrity upon His name. Let me give you this definition. The Toma of Yah, it is of honesty. Is He honest? Yes. Honestness. It is a great honor. Honorable. No corruption at all. Incorruption. And we that are corrupt shall put on incorruption. Disobedient shall put on the incorruption of Almighty Yah. It is forthrightness. Now that is something that this generation despises. It despises the forthrightness of Almighty Yah. He must speak that way so that you cannot charge Him with any kind of open door that allowed or permitted you to do something that He did not instruct you to do. So He is forthright. He is straightforwardness. The quality of state of being complete and undivided. He is not divided. He is complete. His word is complete. His word is sound. The completeness, the entireness, the perfection. And when we began to walk in the perfection of Torah, we began to sense this maturity. And with this maturity comes integrity. When a man begins to mature, you sense integrity there. You find someone that is immature, there is no integrity there. There is no soundness, no completeness there. There is no forthrightness, there is no honesty at all. And Yah is all honest. He is forthright with us. He has not held back anything from us at all. He has sent unto us the living word. He has sent unto us the way of life. That is His integrity. And He's not going to allow this Jezebel that has arrayed herself in this fictitious garment and her purple, her scarlet couleurs to pretend that she is something that she is not. He's going to bring this whore down. And we find that spirit just proliferating among those that call themselves the Israelite of Almighty Yah. They take this same damnable identity and they try to incorporate that in the pure way of Yahweh. And they try to incorporate their doctrines and their ways into the standard of Yah. That is not going to work. He is not going to receive that. We got to begin with Him. We began with His identity. We must know His perfection. We began to mature. We will walk in the completion of Yah. We will walk in the soundness of Yahweh. And the reason we can't do it, because it is an immature, juvenile generation. I say that. And I do not repent of it. This is a juvenile generation. Very immature. They don't want brutal truth. They want lies. That's what a whore allows, lies. That's what a Jezebel does. She speaks lies. She's a pretender. She's a false one. And so no one wants the brutal reality of whom Yah is. And when one is forthright, not speaking your damnable corrupt mind because of your emotions against a brother or sister, that's not forthrightness. It shows you your corruption. You judge every man, every woman according to Scripture. According to what's in the book, not according to after the seeing of your eyes, what you perceive, what you think you know. Joseph, according to what the book says. Hallelujah. And if you will practice that on yourself, believe me, you will not have time but for one thing. And that is to make sure that the integrity of Yahweh fills your life. And that you walk in His integrity. His integrity. He fed them by his integrity. It was not the integrity of Moshe, because Moshe had Yah's integrity. It was not the integrity of Aharon, but it was by his integrity of his own lev. The word of Yah. It was not manifested in the Yahshak, Yahshua, as he has given unto us in this hour. But the word of Yah was there in the mouth of Moshe. It was there in the mouth of Aharon. He had the power of his truth. He did not give Noah some false word. He gave him the truth. Hallelujah. And what he has done in this hour, he says, I'm going to give you the life and the power. And the only way I can do that is allow this to come forth in the birth of a man that you can identify. And he shall be my Yahshak. He shall be Yahweh. I'm the mighty one that saved. He shall be the Yahshua of my integrity. And in that living word, you shall find the power, the life, the integrity, the tikvah, the hope of whom I am. And as the song says, let us wait. You can wait upon Almighty Yah. That is why there is no waiting today. That's why there is no trust toward Him. Because the power of His kingdom and the power of His identity has lost integrity. There's a superficial mindset today. It's not the mind of HaMashiach. Mind of HaMashiach, it articulates the things of Yah. And it delights in the truth of Almighty Yah. When a man doesn't possess that, he doesn't take great pleasure in what Yah speaks. So his integrity, his toma, his firmness, his perfection, his wholeness, his soundness, his stability, the absoluteness of Yah, his purity, and above all that, his purity. This is what amazed me above all of the superlatives that describes the very characteristics of his integrity. Above all that, in the Aramaic term, it says this. It says this that overwhelmed my mind. Do you hear this? It says this. Simplicity. Simplicity. So simple that even a wayfaring man can understand. Simplicity. That's the integrity of Almighty Yahweh. He doesn't do something in a form that will be so detriment upon one that they cannot perceive or understand. But He has done this in a very simplistic form. Above all those characteristics, above all, I like that one. I love them all. But that one, the simplicity, this is a way or salvation of a common man. He has not chosen the wise of this world to impart the power of His truth into them. But He has chosen the weak ones, those that have been ostracized and rejected, those that we don't perceive as being a man of Yah. I had a pastor there in Wisconsin to write me. He put a blog on our web to say that, I don't know, I believe that this is divine inspiration. I believe that it is of Yah. To find this is actually what he is saying. He said he was studying for his master's degree. And all of a sudden Yah began to alter his whole ship. Why? Because this superficial whore, she has destroyed Yahweh's integrity. There is no confidence today to trust Yahweh for anything. For his faithfulness has been diluted. His immortal has been destroyed. And so it has become this figment or this imaginatory type of a thing that has no reality in the life of those that say they know Him. We can sit here all superficial and say it's not so. You deceive your own damnable mind. That's what He has become. He says, I will elect the house. And I shall pour my Ruah among them. And they're going to restore my integrity. And His integrity is going to be restored. He used a very vile man in the beginning to bring about the integrity of His name throughout the entire earth. He raised him up. And now He's raising up Yisrael. That they're going to bring about the integrity of Yah. Their life, their habits, their desire, their pleasure, the way they walk, the way they talk. It's going to bring about the restitution of Yah's integrity, because in this earthly realm today, there is no integrity given to the Most High, the Almighty, Yahweh, nor is His Hamashiach, Yahshua, given any credence at all today. When they allowed this damnable spirit of Esther to come in, this Jezebel, whore, this whorish goddess of darkness that produced birth by rabbits and eggs, you know that is damnable, it is vile, and anyone that sat under that kind of sheer kind of doctrine of hell, something is wrong in their damnable minds. They despise you. They don't love him at all. I don't care if it's your mama, your grandmama, your papa. It makes no difference at all. None. Makes no difference. And so this whore has come to destroy Yah's integrity. It gives integrity to Esther, to Molech. That's what it does. But Yah says, out of my own left, out of integrity, the Tomah, and my own left, have I fed you? Have I led you? Have I shown you with skillfulness and knowledge how to walk in the path? How to walk when you come out of Mizarim? When the shackles of Mizarim, he says that you will know how to walk before me. And how to carry yourself in my integrity. We need Yah's integrity. I don't care about David Roberts' integrity. I want Yahweh's integrity. Your integrity is of no value unless the strength of His truth is in you, unless the conviction of His mishpatim, His judgment is in you, you have no integrity at all. None whatsoever. There's no integrity. So we need the Tomah of Yah. We need the Tomah of Yah. Is He faithful? Then we must be faithful to Him. That is what the strength of integrity is based upon. His faithfulness unto us. Was He faithful to a house that was rebellious? Wicked. The conscience was seared. They turned away from the living truth unto a God that they had made by their own hands. Is that not the strength of this nation and the people of this nation? They have turned away from the integrity of Yah, and they're given over unto the gods that have been made by hands. They worship their homes, their cars, their things, their clothing, and all of that damnable trash that never produced any kind of power of life at all. I'd rather have Hamashiach and all the silver or the gold. Give me Him. It's one thing that I reckon daily. I don't read the obituaries, but I tend to skim it. And to see the ages of the people, I will do that. It gives me great strength and sense of growth. Because I know one day that I shall go the path that Yah has ordained for every man. It is an appointment to death. And after that, the mishpatim of Yah, we will be judged. I don't want to regress and go back to 20. I don't want to be 30. I want to be just who I am, what I am, this time, this hour, that the integrity of Yah, His name, His character, His forthrightness will be restored. Hallelujah. And nothing else. And nothing else. Listen to this. This is in Yekah. In Lamentation. The Lamentations of Jeremiah. Yekah. Lamentations 3:21. It says this. Hallelujah. Now Yah shows us here the miserable state of Jerusalem for all of their sins. And the consequences of their sins, what they had done. We know that Jeremiah, he wept. He lamented, he lamented over Israel for their sins. It is not this trash that we call lamenting. It is one of deep pressing that the inward parts of man quakes as though that there's an earthquake. That his mind, the trauma of his body, the convulsion, we don't do it that way. That's the way Hamashiach did in that Garden of Gethsemane. As the sweat fell off him like great drops of blood. He says in Lamentations 3:21. Jeremiah says this. I recall to my mind. Therefore have I tigva, have I hope. He said, I remember what Yah has done. I recall the very hands of Yah. I remember that, and that's why I have the tigva, the hope, the steadfastness, the ability to wait and to endure in Yah. He said, I have it. And Yah has given us the comfort that we can wait in our HaMashiach. We wait in Yahshua. The only thing that Jeremiah had was the living word and the spirit of Yah. We have a living witness and a living word. We have a living spirit in us and we have the living word in us. And so we that have been given much and think that we are going to just get off scantily and do things scantily, you have deceived yourself. And the integrity of Yah, the Toma, has no relevance to you at all. It's not going to be that way. But this whore has deceived many to make them think it's that way. But it's not that way, my brothers. He said, I recall what you have done. I remember how we will say, take me back, Yah. Take me back to the old path where when I met you, when you met me in the midst of sin, even though I was ignorant, my mind was impressionable, didn't know what to hear, know what to say. Yet I was impressed, but there was a purpose that Yah had put there. There was a desire. Do you understand? It was not based upon your intentions of your motives. It was based upon His purpose. Don't think that you have an image of yourself. You've got something greater by your own integrity. He led them by His own integrity of His heart. He still does it today. He served them by the integrity of His heart. He doesn't feed you this damnable trash, but He feeds you from the table of Sadiq, from the righteous table, from His own bosom is how He feeds us. He fed Israel that way, in a way that we will understand that we have a bread. And the bread is Yahshua. It is a living bread. He has given us water they drink from the well of Merith, the bitter water. But now we drink from the sweet well. We drink from the well of Yahshua. We drink from the well. We drink from that well. We shall never die. We eat the bread of life. They ate the bread of the wilderness and they died. And now He has given us the very power and the beauty of His integrity. We eat the bread, we drink the water, and we live. And so this whore, in all of her jealousy, she will do all she can to destroy that. Jeremiah said, I remember. And therefore I have a tikva. Verse 22. He said, it is because of Yahweh's mercies that we are not consumed. Hallelujah. It is because He has elected. Because He has called Yaakov, Yisrael. Because of His love kindness and His tender love sufferings toward us. You see, He can't go back because His word, He had fed them from the integrity of His heart. That's what it said, didn't it? He fed them by the toma of His heart. Yahshua is the living word. He is the integrity of the heart of Yah. It's not David Roberts. It's not you. But it's Yahshua. It's Yahshua. It's the toma. His integrity is the word of Yah. He's the heart of Yah made flesh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is because of your mercies we are not consumed. Because of His compassions, fail not. Even in all of our debacle, our sinful practices, our rebelliousness and our stubbornness, the compassion for Yah, for Israel, it never fails. Hallelujah. For Yah so loved the world. He so loved the world that He gave the integrity of His love. And we beheld the power of that integrity in flesh. Did He sin? He did not sin. He did all things to please Him. Was He forthright? He was forthright. Was He sound? Was He honest? Did He have the living power of the word of Yah? He had it all. What, did He have a simplistic life in a simplistic form? Sure He did. Broke from a place that whereby there was nothing of value that came out of it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And He brought to life the simplicity of the word of Yah. That we may understand His integrity. It's nothing like the Toma of Yah. Nothing like the Toma of a man. Well, you know that He deals in integrity. That's a beautiful thing. Because you have confidence in that. You have trust in it. You can trust that. Sure you can. He says they are new or renewed every morning. Listen to this. Great Is your emunah, your faithfulness, the firmness, the fidelity? That is what the emunah of Yah is. It is His firmness. It is His fidelity. It is His steadfastness. It is His sternness. And that is what His integrity is. It is sound. It is unshakable. And Yah is not going to allow this Jezebel spirit of religion. I'm going to identify her too. He's not going to allow that to destroy His integrity. We have done a tremendous job trying to destroy His integrity, whether it is willingly of ignorance, or whether we willingly did that. We have dishonored Him. We have dishonored His ways, His paths of Siddiqah. We have done that. We have not adhered to what He has commanded us by the mouths of the Nabis, the Shalishim, the prophets, and the apostles. We have not done that. We live in this superimposed, superficial life that we have imposed is not by the leading of the Ruah of Yah. Because the leading of the Ruah of Yah will lead you into all of His truth. That's what it will lead you to. It doesn't lead you into flesh. It destroys the power of flesh. It brings it down, lets flesh know that it has no power, has no relevance at all. We that in Hamashiach, we're dead. We're dead to our sins. There's no life of sin in us. There's no purpose to transgress. There's no purpose to defy Almighty Yah. And we obey what Yah commands us. We obey them that have the rule to instruct us in the Torah of Yah. And Scripture says to bestow upon them double honor. That's what Yah says. I don't need no honor. But that's what Scripture says. That's what the word of Yah says. It's His integrity. Because if you can't do that, you don't believe that He is in the midst. You don't believe that the works have been based upon His integrity, His command, and His lawfulness. Everything He does is lawful. Everything He does is right. Life is right. Death is right. Whatever Yah does is still right. So they have tried to destroy His integrity. But Israel is going to restore that. I bless Yah that He has called and elected me before the foundations of the world. You offered Him $1 billion, you can offer Him anything. There's only one thing He truly wants you to offer Him, and that is the Ruah, the raised hands of Todah, Yada, Yah, thanksgiving unto Him. That's what He wants above all. Because that lets Him know that His integrity is sound among His house. When we cannot do that, when we are so dead and full of hell and sin, it is your sins, your corruption, that circumvented your pride, your arrogance, your haughtiness, your fleshly manner, that circumvents you from doing it. His integrity, Toma, is of great value. It is His faithfulness. Yah is tough to them. He is good to them. That kava, that wait, they look eagerly for expectation. It's more than just waiting. It is an eagerness. They're egotistic. And they wait or they're patient without complaining. They don't complain. They don't charge you all foolishly. But those that kava, that look earnestly for expectation. And the reason why? Because of His integrity. A man's word is his integrity. If a man says something and then he goes back on that, then what integrity does he possess? So Yah has given us a word, has He not, Yahshua? Is He not the living word of Yah? So if Yahshua is this fictitious false image or thing, then what integrity does He have? I don't care what you say. I don't care how much you say you love, quote, your God, unquote. It's nothing to it. I don't care how much you talk about, quote, your Jesus, unquote. There's nothing there. He said, if you love Me, if you love Yah, if you love Yahshua, then do what I command you. And the words that I speak, they're not Mine, but they're the one that sent Me. It is His integrity. I don't give a damn I say it that way, what anyone says. If they don't do what He commands, they're liars, they're thieves, they're false, they're superficial. I don't care how they get up and just do their little thing and bump their butt. It means nothing at all. You love Yah, you do what He commands you. You love HaMashiach, you do what He commands you. If His words came directly, He's from the bosom of Yah. He's from the bosom of our Abba. So don't tell me you love Him. Your words mean nothing. Hallelujah. They have no integrity at all. Your words will show the integrity of what's in you when you do what He commands you. Hallelujah. When you do what He commands you. He's tough to them that wait, that kava on Him. To the soul or the being that seek, that dara, that dara, that truly seek or resort to one that truly inquires of Yah. When one seeks of Yah, they truly inquires of Him. They want to ascertain. They want to grasp hold to what He is instructing them in. And they do it with great care, brothers and sisters. And those that seek Him, and those that seek Him, we must seek Him while He can be found. We're in a time whereby the darkness is pervasive. It is a darkness that is so pervasive, unless the light of Yahshua shines through. Unless you're drawn by Yahweh, you will never see the beacon of the light. I don't care how man expressed that to you. You will never see the beacon of this light of HaMashiach. You will never see it. Never. It is a very small percentage in the earthly realm today that Yah is leading. Very small percentage. And this Jezebel says, the more I get, then the more I can destroy his integrity. It is almost like the bully of those that get everyone to follow them. And because you're right or your ways are right, then they will all ostracize you and make you feel like you're some kind of dummy. Or some false person. And yet they are all full of delusion under the darkness of that spirit, like they are under this age. That anyone talks about the straightforwardness or the forthrightness of Yah, His integrity, then they are polluted. There was one advertisement in that Charlotte Observer in the living section that says that they're going to have that morning, they're going to have an Easter karaoke singing. They're going to have an Easter children party. This is all on their Sunday, their damnable Sunday practice. They're going to have a dance. They're going to have a party. And then all of that's going to be done. I wish I had brought it so I can read it to you. All of this pagan activity and what they call the house of their God. It is the house of their God, but it is not the Bayat of Yah. For it is Bayat, His name reigns supreme. His name reigns supreme. And all of these pagan activities that doesn't identify the sins of the parishioners, doesn't deal with their damnable sin. The women will go dressed like whores. The men like some effeminate thing with their nails all polished and manicured and pedicured. It is not of Yah. It's damnable. It's abominable. It's vile. It's corrupt. It's not Yahweh. It is not. His integrity is not based upon that. His integrity is based upon what comes from His lev. And Yahshua is the living truth of the lev of Yah. He did not sin. He did not come to destroy the Torah of the Nabis. And if we have the integrity of Yah in us, we will not destroy what the prophet says. We will not destroy the Nabi. We will not destroy the Torah of Yah. We will not destroy the life that He gave man upon this earthly realm. That if he walk in this life, then health and wealth and his heart will be satisfied by the fatness of Almighty Yahweh. That's His integrity with us. So this whore has allured us through trinkets. Through feel-good things. Feel-good emotions. Through shaking and baking and twisting. And that's what she has done. The superficial thing is not of Yah. Yahweh, His faithfulness. His faithfulness is the stronghold of His integrity. His faithfulness. His firmness. His stability. That's what faithfulness is. When a woman is faithful to a man, she's firm. She's steadfast. She doesn't move away from her husband, man. When a husband, man, is faithful to his wife, he's steadfast. He doesn't move away. He doesn't assault her. He doesn't destroy her integrity. He doesn't go out and abase her, call her just everything that is wrong. He knows that she's faithful. She walks in the integrity of Yah, she reverence. HaMashiach is coming back for the bride. I want to show you this bride, and I want to show you how she's talking today. Hallelujah. And so that faithfulness is of a firmness. And in that firmness, your integrity lies. You can say to your husband, man, I haven't done it. And he can look in your eyes and say, no, she hasn't. He can say to you, I have not. And you will know it. That is lost today. Because this whore has seduced men. A whore is a deep ditch. And a strange Jezebel, she's a wide, wide place. So she lets you come in any kind of way you want to at the wide places. How about she'll say you got to come in the straight and narrow way? But the strange woman says she's wide. That's what scripture says. Who's a deep bitch? And a strange woman, she's a wide thing. Hallelujah. And so she says, come in anyway. I'm wide, I'm broad, you can come in. How about she'll say straight and narrow? Straight. Firm way. Straight way, narrow way. What way? The way of Yah, the word of Yah. That's the only place you're going to find integrity. Yahweh says, my faithfulness, or the faithfulness of Yah, endures forever. It is tough that man should both tigva, he shall hope, and quietly, he shall quietly cover away for the Yahshua, the salvation of Yahweh. What he was trying to do, prepare Israel, that you wait for this Yahshua, for this Yahshua. We better patiently wait for Yahshua. That's Yah's integrity. He said, in the way that he ascended, he shall likewise and again come again. That is the hope of Israel, that he is going to restore his kingdom. He's going to do it. So that we wait, we patiently. We wait and we do it quietly. We do it quietly. Quietly. With the quiet ruah. With the quiet desire. We do it quietly. We wait for the Yahshua of Yahweh. Why? It is tough for man that he should bear the yoke in his youth. He said, young men, it is wonderful for you to bear it when you're young. To understand the beauty of the integrity of Yahweh. To know the purpose of Yah. You bear this in your youth, and as you grow, you become mature. You become steadfast and firm. Your mind is established. Your desire is pure, and you know how to wait upon Almighty Yahweh. It's almost like an impatient hunter. You brothers that hunt, you know you can't be impatient. You know you can't go out there and make noise. Do you wait quietly? Or you go out there with laughter and talking. You wait quietly, don't you? You sit still and you wait. And in the midst of doing that, there are so many things that course your mind, doesn't it? You can see the beauty of Yah, the quietness. You see things that you never saw. You sit in that stand from year after year, and all of a sudden you see something. All of a sudden you see something. You say, I've never seen that. You never noticed that there. Because there's a quietness that is pervasive. So it is with the people of Yah. We should be quiet. This is a foolish whore today. A foolish woman. She's clamorous. She's stupid and she knows nothing. This is a generation whereby the women are ruling. The women are ruling the men and the children are oppressing them. They talk like fools. They act like fools. And that's what this Jezebel whore is doing. She's talking like a whore that has no headship at all. That's why she's a church. She's not a bayat. See, the Vayat is the place of the dwelling of Yah's spirit, his Ruah. It is the witness where the ark is there, and that ark is Yahshua, the Lamb. Yahshua HaMashiach. And that is the truth. HaMashiach. Hallelujah. Listen to what David said. I want to read a few verses here. David says in Tehillim, Psalms 89:1. He said, I will sing of the mercies of Yahweh forever. Not just for a little while, I will sing forever. With my mouth will I make known the faithfulness to this generation. I will make known the integrity of Yah to this generation. I will make known the integrity of Yah to this generation. No, he said all generations. He said, I will make known to Helium 89:1, I will sing of the mercies of Yah. But I understand the love tenderness of Yah in his integrity. I will sing of that. this ignorant generation that can't even see. They have no gila, no joyfulness of Yah in them. They're dead, they're twice dead. They're plucked up by the root. And the reason they're plucked up by the root, because there's no root of his ahava in us. There's no root of his love. There's no root of his ahava in them. No whatsoever. Period. So there's no life of his purity in them. You can only be rooted in HaMashiach. If you're rooted in him, then we have the love of Yah. You cannot reject Yahshua and say you have the love of Yahweh in you. You're deceived and you're a liar. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So David said, Dawid said, I will sing of his mercies. He said, and with not with my hands, not with my mind. He said, with my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. I will make known the integrity of Yah. It's almost like a wife, she knows that she has a wonderful husband man. Well, the man knows he has a wonderful wife. He makes known the beauty of his wife, doesn't he? Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've always said to this sister, you think that our husband, he's out there talking with some of his friends. He doesn't boast in the integrity of his wife. You think he doesn't do that? If you don't think that, then you're flat out fool. Sure he does. Because he see their attitude, know what they're doing. And that gives him great, great strength. He may not know how to react to it, but he knows that there's integrity and honesty and steadfastness there. So we need to have that same mind about our Abba. To know that his integrity. He's not one of whoredom. He's not of a whore spirit. This Jezebel is trying to associate him with a whore. But he ain't a whore. He ain't no ho-ho. Nah. All of his children are legitimate. I'm not a bastard. May have been birthed that way in the natural, but I'm not a bastard. Hallelujah. He's all my children are legitimate. They have an avat. They have an avat. They have a father man. There's a husband man there. You understand? I've been birthed by the integrity of his ruah, his toma. I've been birthed that way. Hallelujah. And there's one thing about that. He is faithful. So we need to sing of his integrity, and our mouths will express all generation. His integrity is never diminished. You may deny him, but he will not deny himself. You may renounce him, but he is still who he is. You may not identify and exalt him, but he will exalt himself. Hallelujah. He is going to be exalted. Hallelujah. He is going to be exalted in this hour. For Israel shall raise up the standard of Almighty Yah. It shall be raised up by his integrity in them. David, we'd have the integrity of Yah. That's why he said he would hide the word. We need Yahshua in our lives. You got hell, you got sin, you got corruption, you got lust, you got lies. But you need the living word. You need Yahshua. He said, I will hide thy word in my heart. I will hide Yahshua in my heart. That he will not transgress the Torah of Yah. He will not defile the integrity of Yahweh. We need that living word in us. Yahshua is that living word. Not your religious doctrine. Not your bylaws and hell laws. It is the Torah of Yah. Hallelujah. The Torah of Yah. Nothing else is a failure. You preach like a madman because I know one day that this life is going to cease. And I want to get mine in now. Hallelujah. I want it to burn down. The husband man must be partaker first. So I want this to be alive and real in me. And I express it by the manifestation of the life that's in me. That's how I express it. And that's why I do it this way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says in Tehillim 119, 75. I'm going to move quickly. He said, I know, O Yahweh, that your mishpatim, your judgments are right. Who can see that the judgments of Yah are right? We despise the judgments of Yah. Don't you know that he judged us by his integrity of his own love? We think that our superficial integrity will superimpose upon Yah. You think that I think I'm nice, you're not nice. Well, I've done tough, you have not done good. You've been a liar and a deceiver. You've been a busybody, you walk in falsehood. Oh Yah, that your mishpatim, your judgments are right, and that you in faithfulness have afflicted me. You in your in your humbleness, you have humbled me. You in your faithfulness, yeah, you have afflicted me. You have humbled me. We look at that in the natural sense. When we are afflicted naturally, are we not humble? Sure we are. We're humble. We're brought low. And Yahweh is going to afflict this generation. He's going to break it down. It's an arrogant, boastful generation. Full of pride. That's what this Jezebel has done. It makes one feel, well, I don't care whether you love me or not, wife. I got someone else. Come on here, somebody. I don't care whether you're faithful to me or not. I got someone that's faithful to me. Jezebel, faithful to you? And the same whore would drop you. When your miseries began to mount upon you, when she has no remedy, she will drop you like a hot potato. That's what they do all the time. Hallelujah. She will drop you. But Yahweh is His faithfulness, His integrity. They sinned, didn't they? And you have sinned. But He's been faithful. His integrity. He said, before the foundations of the world. Do you understand that? He said, call, I elected you. You're my very elect. All He has is His integrity. I want to show you something. That's all He got. And His word is His integrity. A man's word is his bond. That's what bonds the man to you is His word. And that is what bonds Yahweh to His house is His living word, Yahshua. That's His bond to us. Was there any lie in Him? No lie at all. There was no guile. Brother Allen brought that out. There was no guile in Habashi at all. There's no falsism in Him. None whatsoever. There's no guile in the Word. Man has done all he could to bring about deprecation to the Word of Yah, to alter it, to slant it. But yet the Ruach of the Spirit of Yah still shone through all of that. Hallelujah. Because HaMashiach did not lie. He said the integrity of Yah based upon this. He will not lead you comfortless. He said He's going to send the power of the Ruah. Come on. The word was that, but He said He's going to pour out the power of the Ruah. He's going to pour out His Spirit upon all flesh. We are the flesh. We walk in the fleshly power of Torah and keeping the ordinance. He says He's going to pour the power of His Ruah. You will not need anyone to direct you in that. It will come, flow from the living word that is in you, that He has written His Torah. As He said in Jeremiah, I will write my Torah in the love of Israel. Man may not understand and know. Yah's Torah is His integrity. It's His Toma. It is His firmness, His steadfastness. It is simple too. Thou shalt not murder. That's not hard, is it? Oh, I know that there are ordinances and statutes that go along with the mitzvah. But it's based upon His mitzvah. Everything. Based upon His mitzvah. The whole Torah of Yah flows from that. For in this you find life. If a man honor his avat and his ima, his day shall be long upon the land Yah gives that man. I believe that. I believe that. These dogs today don't even honor mammy, grandmammy, or no one. Pappy. And their lives are short. Oh, we think because they live in numeric numbers, death overtakes them. No spiritual life, no fear. They go away like dogs after vomit. That's what they like dogs. They go back to things that man that even make you cringe. Hallelujah. We need forthrightness in Yah's that way. I want you to be brutal honest with me. Just be brutally honest. I love that. I love that. I love that. I've said this and told you all this little story before. I was talking with my wife on Monday as I scanned the radio station. And I said, you recall the time we went to see Ozzie Davis, this little function. First and the last time I went to something like that. There was a young girl. She was attractive. You can tell her parents were the movers and shakers of the community because everyone there that night, they were some kind of movers and shakers. Believe me. I'm telling you what I'm saying. We were the low-caste ones. Believe me. You had the politicians. You had everyone there. And so this young girl got up and she sang. And the first thing Ozzie Davis, when he got up, this baritone voice, tremendous presence about him, he looked over there and said, she can't sing. Who are parents? Because when she finished, they all just stood up and everyone just, ah. He was brutally honest. Do you think they appreciated that? We don't want anyone to be brutally honest with us. Tell me a lie. Speak to me smooth things. Speak to me things that are false. That I can continue to live this falsified life of hypocrisy. This living life.
You don't want that. I don't want that, brothers and sisters. I want to be real. And I'm not false. I believe what I preach. I don't practice one thing and preach one thing. I practice what I preach. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe this. My life is based upon the substance of this, not what I possess, what I open on the substance of Yah's integrity. It's Tamar. Hallelujah. It's Tamar. Now I want you to turn quickly to Eob, Job. What a profound name. Eob, Job, Eob. It actually means, brothers and sisters, in the Aramaic terminology, means hated. Did not Joshua said, you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake and the purpose of my name? And so Eob, he is this metaphor, he is this personality of integrity of Yah that bears the name of Yah. It says here in Eob, Job chapter 2, verse 3. It says, and Yahweh said unto Jotham, he said, have you considered my Evid, or my servant, Job, Eob? Have you considered him? Have you carefully examined him? Have you given thought unto Eob, one that is hated? That is what it means. It is the hated one. And Yah is hated in this hour. How much he is hated. They love their pagan gods, but they don't love the name. They frown upon that name. He does not have an Americanized name. His name is a Hebraic Aramaic name. It did not come in the English form. It came in the Aramaic, the Hebrew. His name has not changed. Identity of Yah's character has not changed. He said, have you considered my one, Eob, the one that is hated? He said, for there is none like him in the earth. There's no other man like him. There's no other man that walks in the power of my integrity like him. No other man. Listen. He says, there is no one that walks like him. There's no one in the earth that is like him. No other man like him. Look what he says. He calls him first of all, he is a perfect. He is a Toman, a Tom. He is a perfect man. He is one that lacks nothing spiritually. That's what a perfect man is. He's mature. He has the Torah, the power of Torah in him. He says he identifies the character of Eob. Is Yahweh perfect? He tells us how Mashiach says to us to be ye perfect. Because Yah is perfect. To be perfect, to be mature, to walk in the strength of Almighty Yahweh, to lack nothing spiritually or even physically. Can we do all things in HaMashiach that strengthen us? We can do all things through Yahshua HaMashiach that gives us the strength of Yah. So when a man is perfect, he has the true strength of Yahshua and not this religious strength. It causes you to fall and to succumb and to give up and to fall down. He is very sound. He is wholesome. He is lacking nothing. He is mature entirely. He is not immature. He is not a juvenile. You find that today. Juvenile men and women. Very juvenile. They don't want nothing brutally honest.